Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, September 9th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of health, fitness, and wellness news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Stonegate Capital Partners initiates coverage on OS Therapies, Inc., OSTX. Stonegate Capital Partners has initiated coverage on OS Therapies, Inc., OSTX. OS Therapies achieved significant milestones in 2Q25, moving closer to bringing OST-HER2 to patients with recurrent fully resected pulmonary metastatic osteosarcoma. The FDA confirmed OST-HER2 as a regenerative medicine advanced therapy and issued a BLA number for accelerated approval submission. Phase 2B trial results showed a statistically significant improvement in 12-month event-free survival with positive interim 2-year overall survival data. A U.S. commercial partnership with Eversana positions OS Therapies for a potential launch in the first half of 2026. The company's pipeline includes Ayala's Listeria immunotherapy platform and OS Animal Health for canine osteosarcoma. Financially, OS Therapies reported a net loss of $4.5 in 2Q25, with cash at $2.8 and financing extending runway into 2027. Valuation ranges from $7.9 to $90.94, with a midpoint of $8.29, based on a discounted cash flow model.
HeartBeam Beat reports study showing comparable accuracy between HeartBeam system and standard 12-lead ECG in detecting arrhythmias. HeartBeam, a medical technology company, recently reported study results showing comparable accuracy between its HeartBeam system and standard 12-lead ECG in detecting arrhythmias. Data from 21 patients presented at HRX Live 2025 by Dr. Joshua Lampert of Mount Sinai Heart demonstrated high accuracy rates in both groups, with HeartBeam at 94.5% and standard 12-lead at 95.5%. CEO Rob Eno highlighted the potential of HeartBeam's compact 3D device to expand advanced cardiac monitoring to settings where full 12-lead ECGs may be impractical. The company plans to use these results to support future FDA submissions.
State Roundup, Maryland pushes back. More Scott announced renewed collaboration between state-city police. State officials say Trump trying to undermine elections. More says COVID vaccines will be available. Maryland leaders Moore and Scott announce a renewed collaboration between Baltimore City Police Department and Maryland State Police to combat crime in the state's largest city. State officials push back against President Trump's attempts to intervene in elections, saying it undermines confidence. Governor Moore reassures Marylanders that COVID vaccines will be available. Meanwhile, the Maryland Department of Transportation releases a blueprint to expand the state's trail system, and the seafood industry in Maryland could benefit from tariffs. Maryland's first district becomes a bargaining chip in the fight for the U.S. House and U.S. Rep. Jamie Raskin defends Baltimore against House Republicans. Baltimore County Councilman Izzy Patoka launches his campaign for Baltimore County Executive. Carroll County State's Attorney reports seeking justice for 253 domestic violence victims since January 1st. The Maryland Supreme Court hears arguments on whether names in a report detailing sexual abuse within the Archdiocese of Baltimore can be made public. MadSci announces $10 million oversubscribed seed financing. Madison Scientific, a private medtech company, announced an oversubscribed seed financing round totaling $10 million to accelerate development of the SmartShunt hydrocephalus management system. The increased target proceeds of $3 million accommodate overwhelming investor support. The round was co-led by Wharf Ventures and saw additional investments from institutional investors and strategic backers like MHub Ventures, Heinz Ventures, and others. MadSci's CEO, Tyler Wonky, expressed gratitude for the investor confidence in their technology and strategy. The funding will be used to advance product development, expand preclinical experience, and grow the team. The Smart Shunt system aims to revolutionize hydrocephalus management by integrating diagnostic and therapeutic functions. This innovation comes at a crucial time, as hydrocephalus affects over 1 million individuals in the U.S., and current treatment options face high failure rates and diagnostic uncertainty.
DCS Rescue sheds light on the specialized world of technical rescue. DCS Rescue, a leader in specialized emergency response, sheds light on the world of technical rescue in their latest article titled, "What Does It Take to Be on a Technical Rescue Team?" Technical rescue teams tackle emergencies beyond standard response capabilities, requiring physical endurance, technical skill, and mental fortitude. From vehicle entrapments to high-angle rope rescues, these professionals rely on methodical planning and teamwork to ensure safety. The article explores various types of technical rescue, such as swift water and confined space operations, and highlights the personal and professional attributes needed for this career. To learn more about the dedication and expertise behind these life-saving missions, visit the DCS Rescue website. Pacific West Dental Group empowers students boost confidence and oral health with back-to-school braces. Pacific West Dental Group is highlighting the importance of orthodontic treatment for students as they head back to school. Braces and clear aligners not only correct misaligned teeth, but also boost confidence and social development. Students with positive smiles are more likely to engage with peers and participate in activities. Braces can also reduce overcrowding, lower the risk of tooth decay, and improve speech clarity, making school life more comfortable. Pacific West Dental Group offers a variety of braces options to suit individual needs. They are now accepting new orthodontic patients for September, focusing on providing comprehensive care to support families throughout treatment. Start the school year with a confident smile at Pacific West Dental Group.
Sunprint Solutions achieves SOC 2 Type 2 certification, elevating standards for secure healthcare communications. Sunprint Solutions, a leader in print and direct mail services, has achieved SOC 2 Type 2 certification, demonstrating its commitment to data security and compliance, especially in healthcare. This certification affirms their ability to manage sensitive data with integrity. The rigorous audit process verified their adherence to strict criteria across security, availability, processing integrity, confidentiality, and privacy. Sunprint certification ensures clients in highly regulated industries can trust their services. As organizations increase personalization efforts, the risk exposure grows, making this certification timely. Sunprint Solutions continues to invest in data security and operational excellence to meet evolving regulations and client expectations, ensuring data is handled with care and integrity. Learn more about their certification on their website.
Stanley Cup, brought to Eagles Haven Wellness Center by Coach Rob Tallis. The Stanley Cup made a memorable stop at Eagles Haven Wellness Center during Florida Panthers goaltending coach Rob Tallis's day with the cup, bringing joy and inspiration to survivors of the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School tragedy and families of the victims. Founded in the aftermath of the 2018 tragedy, Eagles Haven Wellness Center provides crisis support, navigation services, wellness programs, and support groups. This marked the second time Tallis chose to share his day with the cup with the Stoneman Douglas community. At Eagles Haven, survivors, families, and community members were able to take photos with the cup, talk with Coach Tallis about his journey with the Panthers, and enjoy the day of celebration and triumph. 2025 WAM Edge Awards to back early career researchers in women's health. WAM Women's Health Access Matters is proud to announce the 2025 WAM Edge Awards, providing critical support to early career researchers in women's health. These grants focus on how biological sex influences health outcomes in key areas like autoimmune disease, cancer, and heart health. WAM is also welcoming proposals in areas like health span, bone health, and innovative methodologies. The awards offer $25,000 in funding for preclinical, clinical, or translational research. Recipients will be notified on October 29th, with the virtual presentation on November 18th. By investing in early career scientists, WAM aims to drive progress in women's health research and reshape the funding landscape to prioritize women's health.
Only 1 in 7 online health images show proper technique to accurately measure blood pressure. Research published in Hypertension, an American Heart Association journal, reveals that only 1 in 7 online stock images accurately depict the proper technique for measuring blood pressure. The study found that images of blood pressure monitoring at home were 3 times more accurate than those in clinical settings. Lead author Alta Schutt, PhD, emphasizes the importance of accurate visuals, as incorrect techniques can lead to inaccurate readings and potential health consequences. The analysis, based on the 2023 International Consensus on Standardized Clinic Blood Pressure Measurement, highlights the need for proper education on blood pressure measurement. Chair of the American Heart Association's High Blood Pressure Guideline Committee, Daniel Jones, stresses the importance of using accurate images to demonstrate the correct technique for measuring blood pressure. For more information, visit heart.org.
Former Federation of State Medical Boards Chief Legal Officer Eric Fish joins Hooper Lundy and Bookman in its Washington, D.C. office. Eric Fish, former Chief Legal Officer of the Federation of State Medical Boards, has joined Hooper Lundy and Bookman in Washington, D.C. as a partner. With over a decade of experience in regulation and innovation, Fish will advise clients on AI, digital health, and regulatory matters. He played a key role in drafting the Interstate Medical Licensure Compact and shaping national guidance on AI in clinical settings. Mark E. Reagan, managing shareholder, praised Fish's regulatory insight and business acumen, calling him a valuable asset. Fish's expertise in modernizing law and regulations to embrace technology aligns with the evolving healthcare landscape. As a thought leader on emerging technologies, Fish helps clients navigate regulatory complexities and prepare for the future of care delivery.
Nutriband Inc., NASDAQ EO, showcases Aversa to Abuse Deterrent Transdermal Technology at Emerging Growth Conference. Nutriband Inc. CEO showcased the Aversa Abuse Deterrent Transdermal Technology at the Emerging Growth Conference. The company's innovation focuses on the AversaCum platform, a proprietary technology aimed at preventing drug misuse and abuse. Aversa fentanyl is anticipated to reach $200 million in annual sales post-FDA approval, with potential exceeding $800 million. Nutriband aims to address the urgent need for safer drug delivery methods amidst the opioid crisis. Founder Sergey Melnick highlighted the company's growth trajectory since its establishment in 2016, with a unique revenue-generating structure. For more information on NTRB, visit the company's newsroom. BioMedWire provides specialized communications in the biotechnology and life sciences sectors, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions for targeted outreach and enhanced press release distribution.
Get smart about your heart. Heart health is crucial for overall well-being, and taking steps to reduce controllable risk factors can lead to a long and healthy life. By knowing key health metrics, eating a variety of fruits and vegetables, like grapes, and engaging in regular physical activity, you can boost your heart health. Grapes from California are not only delicious, but also a great source of potassium, vitamin K, and antioxidants that support heart health. Incorporating them into recipes like the Great Grape Acai Smoothie Bowl can be a tasty way to promote a healthy heart. Remember to also manage stress levels through activities like deep breathing and meditation to maintain a healthy heart. For more heart-healthy recipes and information, visit grapesfromcalifornia.com. SBC Medical Group expects new service offerings, pricing revisions, and other initiatives to accelerate growth. SBC Medical Group Holdings Inc. is making strategic moves to accelerate growth in the cosmetic surgery market in Japan. By offering specialized services at affordable prices, SBC is attracting selective consumers. The company is expanding its aesthetic medicine business, offering advanced treatments and better pricing. SBC is also focusing on orthopedic, infertility, and alopecia treatments. To cater to Chinese consumers, SBC is enhancing its staff and marketing efforts. Additionally, SBC is laying the groundwork for international expansion in the U.S. and Singapore by appointing key advisors and executives. With a focus on growth and adaptation, SBC is poised for success in the evolving cosmetic surgery market.
Investor News Breaks Heartbeam Inc., NASDAQ Beat, reports study showing comparable accuracy between Heartbeam system and standard 12-lead ECG in detecting arrhythmias. Heartbeam Inc., a medical technology company traded on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BEAT, recently reported study results showing comparable accuracy between its Heartbeam system and standard 12-lead ECG in detecting arrhythmias. Data from 201 patients presented by Dr. Joshua Lampert of Mount Sinai Heart demonstrated high accuracy rates in both groups, with 94.5% for Heartbeam and 95.5% for standard 12-lead. CEO Rob Eno highlighted the potential for Heartbeam's compact 3D device to expand advanced cardiac monitoring in various settings. The company plans to leverage these results to support future FDA submissions, showcasing the potential of their innovative technology in transforming cardiac care.
Isotropic Corporation, CSEQB, IZF, advancing dedicated breast imaging at a market crossroads. Isotropic Corporation is advancing dedicated breast imaging with the IsoView Breast CT system, designed to eliminate tissue overlap and compression limitations for breast cancer screening in patients with dense breast tissue. The platform model supports multiple clinical applications, positioning Isotropic for potential market entry into the $8.7 billion global breast imaging sector. This new wave of purpose-built devices addresses the limitations of mammography, offering new possibilities with artificial intelligence, high-resolution computational imaging, and patient-centered design. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. GeoVax to present multi-antigen COVID-19 vaccine clinical data at September International Scientific Conferences. GeoVax Labs Inc. will present data on the GEO-CM04S1 COVID-19 vaccine at two scientific conferences in September. The vaccine has shown promise in immunocompromised patients with hematologic malignancies, inducing cross-variant antibody and cellular immune responses. Chief Medical Officer Kelly T. McKee Jr. will present at the 6th ESCMID Conference on Vaccines in Lisbon, Portugal on September 12th. Additionally, Professor Alexei Danilov will present at the International Workshop on Chronic Lymphocytic Leukemia in Krakow, Poland on September 15th. The GEO-CM04S1 vaccine is currently in phase 2 clinical trials as a primary vaccine for immunocompromised patients and as a booster vaccine in patients with chronic lymphocytic leukemia.
Aventis Whole Health announces leadership appointments to accelerate growth and advance integrated care. Aventis Whole Health, a leading provider of primary and behavioral health care services in long-term care facilities, has appointed 4 seasoned executives to its leadership team. Carrie Trainer joins as Chief Operating Officer, Dan Frischella as Chief Financial Officer, Kristen Medline as Chief Human Resources Officer, and Carrie DeMatteis as Senior Vice President of Analytics. These appointments aim to accelerate growth and expand access to integrated care for medically vulnerable populations. Aventis, serving over 58,000 patients monthly across 7 states, focuses on outcome-centered healthcare services. The company's strategic partnerships and recent acquisitions demonstrate its commitment to providing exceptional service. The new leadership team brings purpose-driven leadership and deep healthcare experience to drive meaningful growth and deliver integrated services to more patients in long-term care facilities.
Cayenne Wellness Center presents Scar Stories, a visual testimony of sickle cell warriors. Cayenne Wellness Center, in collaboration with the Sickle Cell Community Consortium and the Sickle Cell Disease Association of America, presents Scar Stories, a visual testimony of sickle cell warriors. This groundbreaking art exhibit captures the untold stories behind the scars of those living with sickle cell disease. Launching with a special video montage on September 17, 2025, at 12:50 p.m. PST during the 17th Annual Sickle Cell Disease Educational Summit, the exhibit will be open to the public from September 18 to 20, 2025. 2025, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the San Jose Marriott. Through striking photography and bold storytelling, Scar Stories redefines scars as symbols of endurance, survival, and beauty. This project is curated under the leadership of Cayenne Wellness Center and Children's Foundation, with CA state funding making it possible. Scar Stories offers a powerful glimpse into the strength of the sickle cell community. New resource helps dermatology clinics prepare for 2025 reimbursement cuts. Inga Elzey Billing Companies has released a new resource to help dermatology clinics prepare for the 2025 reimbursement cuts. The guide, authored by industry veteran Inga Elzey, offers practical strategies for clinics to safeguard revenue and maintain financial stability. Drawing on decades of experience, Elzey emphasizes proactive steps clinics can take to minimize the financial impact of policy changes. Inga Elzey Billing Companies continues to provide specialized billing services to dermatology clinics nationwide, known for accuracy, speed, and the ability to recover lost revenue. To learn more about Inga Elzey Billing Companies, visit their website.
Experienced pediatrician Dr. Erica Pritchett joins Kids Care Pediatrics in Wilmington. Dr. Erica Pritchett, MD, an experienced pediatrician, is joining Kids Care Pediatrics in Wilmington on September 17th. Dr. Pritchett, who completed her pediatric residency at Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital, brings a wealth of experience in clinical pediatrics and global health leadership. As a Black physician, her presence strengthens Kids Care's commitment to providing accessible, family-centered medicine. Dr. Pritchett's clinical interests include supporting parents during the newborn period and guiding adolescents through emotional and behavioral changes. Kids Care Pediatrics, located at 1606 Wellington Ave, Suite F, reaffirms its dedication to meeting diverse family needs. To make an appointment with Dr. Pritchett, or for more information, call 910-392-5634.
Association for the Treatment of Neuroplastic Symptoms holds national conference September 28 to 30th. The Association for the Treatment of Neuroplastic Symptoms will host a national conference from September 28 to 30th in Boulder, Colo. Medical professionals and experts will discuss diagnosing and treating non-structural pain and illness caused by stress-induced changes in nerve pathways. Conditions like fibromyalgia, migraines, and chronic back pain will be explored. A new national survey reveals that nearly half of U.S. adults have unexplained symptoms, likely neuroplastic in nature. Dr. David Clark, president of ATNS, emphasizes the importance of understanding and addressing these conditions. The conference will feature over 40 experts in neuroplastic pain and illness, focusing on neuroplastic recovery therapy as an effective and affordable treatment option. For media passes, contact Hint Symptomatic.
PAP Annual Addictions Treatment Conference inspires behavioral health professionals to lead bold change with theme Collaborations for Change. The Pennsylvania Association of Addiction Professionals, PAP, is hosting its 2025 annual conference with the theme Collaborations for Change. This event aims to bring together behavioral health and addiction recovery professionals to shape the future of care. Keynote speaker Dr. Ken Martz emphasizes the importance of collaboration in healing. The conference will feature skill-building workshops, specialty deep dives, peer-driven dialogues, and CE-eligible content from NADAC. With rising demands in behavioral health, this event equips professionals with new tools and a sense of community. Whether you're a counselor, director, provider, or in recovery, this conference is for you. Registration is open for the in-person and virtual event on September 18th, 2025.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.